Now listen to part of a lecture on the topic you just read about.
It's quite possible that R. robustus actively chased and hunted moving dinosaurs. It was not just a scavenger that ate eggs. First, about R. robustus being too small to hunt dinosaurs. Sure, it would have been too small to have hunted a full-grown psittacosaur, but that doesn't mean it couldn't have hunted baby dinosaurs. R. robustus was considerably bigger than a baby psittacosaur would have been, which supports the idea that R. robustus was a hunter. You see, most predators have at least twice the mass of the animals they prey on, and R. robustus was more than twice the mass of the dinosaur in its stomach. Those size relations are exactly what we would expect to find if R. robustus hunted baby psittacosaurs and similarly sized dinosaurs. Second, the length and position of R. robustus's legs. Well, there's a modern mammal known as the Tasmanian devil. Like R. robustus, the Tasmanian devil also has short legs positioned a little to the side, and yet the Tasmanian devil can achieve speeds of up to 15 kilometers per hour and is an active and successful predator. Clearly, if the Tasmanian devil can run fast enough to catch prey, an ancient mammal with similar legs probably could too. Third, the absence of teeth marks on the psittacosaur's bones. The reading overlooks some important facts about R. robustus. While R. robustus had powerful jaws that it used for grabbing and holding onto prey, it didn't use its back teeth for chewing. We've concluded this because there isn't much wear on the back teeth of various R. robustus specimens. Given this evidence, it seems that R. robustus swallowed its prey whole or in big pieces. So, given the way R. robustus consumed meat, we shouldn't expect to find tooth marks on the bones of prey in its stomach.